thoughts on today's game?
Probably a game of two halves. I thought for 35 minutes it was exciting. Obviously, Higgy, Joe and Aidan coming in helps us. And, you know, their attitude and commitment to the game. And yesterday at training, you know, it helps the young boys. And we looked more of an attacking threat against a good, strong, physical Motherwell side who are well organised under Stephen Craig and Stephen McManus. But, it was deservedly, I thought, we took the lead. Great ball through for Higgy, Lewis McCann makes a run in behind, wins us a corner kick. And then, you know, Aidan, from the result corner, you know, gets a shot, goalkeeper pulls off a saving, like all good strikers do. Lewis McCann wasn't just a tap in, you know, he scored a really good finish with his header to put us 1-0 up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Motherwell came into it a bit and got the equaliser.
Yeah, I think, as I say, the first 35 minutes was really, really good. When Motherwell scored, and it's a wee bit of Achilles heel now, you know I'm going to say it, it's from a set play. And something that we'll continue to work on. Stuart, he knows that he should have done better. Possibly Cammy could have done better now that I've looked back at it. His decision to come, can he put something on it? But as I say, when Motherwell scored their goal for 10 minutes of the second half, I think because we were on top, we started chasing after the game a wee bit. And it became a little bit open and played into Motherwell's hands. We managed to regroup, and at half time, I just said to them, you know, can we get back to what we were the first 35 minutes? And I think, to be fair to Motherwell, they've had a few words to say at half time. They put us under a lot more pressure and got in our faces a wee bit more the second half, and it became more an even game, you know, an even contest where it was played in a good spirit, a lot of effort, a lot of huffing and puffing, but without really creating goal scoring chances. So, can't complain too much that it ended up a draw. As I say, the first 35. It excited me. I told the boys so that it was, you know, getting on the half turn and getting at people was good. And the only downside, you know, young Kieran's took a sore one. He's not the type of kid that goes down easy. And we'll just be hopeful that, you know, once he's checked, that it's nothing too serious.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there might be a break
there? It's something, John. Had a look at him. I know that they're going to make sure he's been looked after there by the Motherwell physio as well, which was great. He's been in the right hands. It's too early to say. It's something that they'll take him along and make sure he's looked at properly, and we'll know in a couple of days, or, you know, it might even be by the end of tonight, the extent of the injury. But fingers crossed. He seemed in a better place after the game than he was when the incident happened, but as I say, we'll just have to wait and see how he is.
And roll on to the next game, which is a way to come,
Armagh. Yeah, and as I've said, with a young group, Celtic was difficult last week because, you know, their actual game management and know-how to deal with certain movements and communications all at the same time. You know, we went slightly under last week, not through any fault of our own. That's just because they need time. They need to be able to make these decisions. They need to learn from other people's movements and quality opposition. Whereas this week, you know, the younger ones that were involved and had the pleasure of playing with Higgy, Joe and Aidan, you know, you can see the game kicks on in a positive manner. And I say that to the younger ones that were coming on as well. They've got to be watching for the sidelines and see why are the reasons for, you know, it's game experience. It's game experience and wanting to learn and having a positive mindset that they want to make themselves better, but work out why they're making themselves better, and that helps me. It helps me, you know, when the manager, I'm not going to get players every week, because first and foremost he's got to look after these boys for the first team squad, and rightly so. But any time that I get with that, it allows me then to work with the boys on the training ground, or even show them stuff in video to say, look, that's the reasons why things work, or that's the reasons why maybe it doesn't work. So, you know, in that respect, it was a good exercise for us to do.
Mm-hmm.